Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Are you guys ready? Are you all done with shopping? No. I'm sure you're not. I'm not. I'm going out shopping after service today. We're so glad you came this morning to worship with us. We're going to sing some Christmas carols, some Christmas songs, and we invite you just to join us this morning. Amen. You can put your hands together and help us out.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Christmas carols? Yes? Let's go. Cry, holy, 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 holy. And this morning we're going to sing the same thing. We're going to join the angels and sing holy, holy. And the angels cry, holy. And the angel cry, holy. We're lifted high. Stands above the pole.
all creation cries. Holy, you are lifted high. Holy, holy forever. Oh, come. Joyful and triumphant, oh come, oh come to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore. In Christ the Lord.
Sing choir.
Come on, let's give the Lord a good praise in this place today. God bless you. Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas to all of you. How many of you know we're going to praise the name of the Lord forever together in heaven because of Christmas morning? God bless you. We're glad to see you. Would you take a few moments and greet one another, welcome each other in the love of the Lord? If you're sitting alone, just take a little walk, two or three seats, and greet one another, and then you may be seated. We're glad to see you today, and so glad that you came to worship with us on this Christmas Eve morning at 9 a.m. Didn't our worship team do a good job leading us this morning? Want to welcome everybody that's worshiping with us online this morning at 9 a.m. We're glad we're connected today by God's Spirit and by technology. We want to thank you so much for your loving financial support of Harvest Time Church, and we want to thank you for honoring the Lord with your giving. Your tithe is the first 10% of what the Lord entrusted to you. Want to thank you for giving to the work of missions, the spread of the gospel here at home and all around the world, and for our building campaign and our Prepare His House funds. This week and next week are your last opportunities to give in 2023. And if you want credit for giving this year, we need to receive your gifts no later than December 31st. That'll be next Sunday. So this Sunday and next Sunday, just before the ushers come to wait on us this morning for our giving, a couple quick things for you. Next Sunday morning is New Year's Eve. We're going to be here at 9 and 10:45 a.m. next Sunday. Going to be receiving communion together as we close out 2023. And as we begin a new year, we will not have any evening services next week on Christmas, on New Year's Eve like we usually do, because it's a Sunday. So we'll be together at 9 and 10:45 a.m. We'd love to see you. Looking beyond that, on January 7th, we're going to have our Life Group Expo. We have a new semester of life groups starting. We have groups for men, groups for women, groups for old men, young men, women, young women, and not as young women. Got to be careful how I say that. Groups for couples, groups for singles. We have something for everybody. And so on January 7th, Sunday morning, but after each worship service, we hope you'll come and check out our new semester of life groups. We're also starting Discovery Track, which is our membership class here at Harvest Time Church. And you can find information about all that in your bulletin. Going to ask the ushers if they've come to wait on us. When Jesus was born, God used a star to summon magi from the east. And when they found Jesus, the Bible says they bowed down and they worshiped him and they opened their treasures and they presented him with gifts. Let's just pray as we give back to the Lord this morning. Father, thank you that you lavished the very best gift you could upon us, the gift of your only son, Jesus. Lord, freely we've received, and freely we give back to you with glad and sincere hearts, tithes and offerings, missions giving, building fund giving. Father, bless these loaves and fishes. Cause them to be more than enough to meet the need of this your house and the work of your kingdom all around the world. Father, bless every giver in this offering today, just like you said you would do. Open the windows of heaven. If your heart agrees with that, would you say amen and amen? God bless you while you give this morning. reading this morning from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1. If you like to follow along in your Bible or your Bible app, I'm going to start reading in verse 18, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. While you find your way there, just want to let you know that our offices will be closed this week for the holidays. Offices will be reopening on January 2nd, but if you do need a pastor at all during this holiday season, we will have a pastor on call, and there is a pastor on call phone number. You can find that on our website. You can also find that by dialing into the main church number, and there's a message that gives you the pastor on call number. And so if you do need any assistance at all throughout this holiday season, we will be on call. And we hope that you'll use that number if you need it. Matthew chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, the Bible says, "This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet, 'The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel,' which means 'God is with us.' When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus." On this Christmas Eve, I want to share with you about this name, this title given to Jesus in Matthew chapter 1. Emmanuel is a Hebrew word. It means God is with us. What does that say about Jesus? And what does that mean for us as we celebrate Christmas? I want to share a few brief thoughts with you. What does Emmanuel mean? First of all, Emmanuel means something divine. Emmanuel means something divine. The Christmas story opens with these well-known words: "Now the birth of Jesus happened this way." Ever since childhood, those words immediately call to my mind so many vivid images of the Nativity, an ill-timed trip to Bethlehem, Mary full term bouncing up and down on the back of a donkey, patient Joseph guiding the way, a frantic search for lodging in a small, overcrowded town, Mary gasping in labor pains, a stable full of animals, a manger full of hay, a field full of shepherds, a night sky full of angels, a bright star, and a caravan of magi with chests full of treasure. Certainly, all those are parts of the Christmas story, but Matthew rewinds us back a little bit further than that. When Matthew writes, "The birth of Jesus happened this way," he has in mind specifically the paternity of Jesus. You see, Jesus didn't come into the world the ordinary way. Joseph was Jesus' adoptive father, not his biological father. Before Mary ever had physical relations with Joseph or with any man, the Holy Spirit overshadowed her in a divinely mysterious way and conceived a holy child. Emmanuel means that this baby born on Christmas is God. Jesus is God's son in a unique sense. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, laid aside his heavenly dignity and honor, and he stepped out of eternity. He entered into human history. He entered into our human experience and suffering in a body of human flesh that was fathered through the supernatural holy activity of God. There has never before been any man like Jesus, and there will never be another like him. Jesus is God with us. He's God living among us as one of us. In Jesus, God came right here where we are. One day, Jesus was alone with his disciples, and he asked them, "Who do people say that I am?" The disciples answered him, "Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Jeremiah or Elijah or one of the prophets." But then Jesus asked them, "What about you? Who do you say that I am?" You know, for each one of us, the most important question that we'll ever answer in life is, who is Jesus? What do I really believe about him? Many people consider him a prophet, a teacher, a spiritual healer. Some see him as a political and social reformer, a champion of the poor. Some regard him as a metaphor, a moral example, the ultimate model of selflessness and sacrificial love. But Jesus is so much more than all of those things. Apostle Peter answered, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of the living God." And that's what God wants each one of us to conclude, to become convinced of. We've gathered here on this Christmas Eve Sunday to celebrate that Jesus is Emmanuel. He is God come to be with us. What does Emmanuel mean? A few thoughts. It means something divine. Here's another thought. Emmanuel means something restorative. Emmanuel means something restorative. In Matthew 1, Jesus' arrival on Christmas Day is called God with us. That means that God has come to be with us in a new way. You see, for a very long time, God was absent from us, or we should better say, we were absent from him, but Jesus came to change all of that. Jesus came to resolve a distance problem between us and God that exists because of a relationship problem. Thanks to our first parents, the Bible says that all of us are born into the dilemma of sin. We were created in the image of God, and so much of God's beauty is still inside of each of us, but we're also born with a tragic bent towards sin. We're drawn towards sin. We can't help ourselves. In the words of the incomparable Mae West, we can resist anything except temptation. We like to think of ourselves as good people, but if we're honest, we have to admit that we haven't done only good, nor have we done all the good that we could. On the goodness scale, every one of us has room for improvement. King David wrote that we're sinners right from conception and from birth. Apostle Paul wrote that all of us have fallen short of God's righteous standard. All of us have sinned. That's a problem because sin separates us from enjoying a relationship with a holy God. Sin prevents us from experiencing his presence and enjoying his presence both in this life and in eternity beyond. Sin cuts off our communication with God. We can't hear him. We can't dialogue with him. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "Your deeply ingrained sins have made a separation between you and your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear you." To make matters worse, sin is a problem that we can't overcome on our own. Jesus said we're enslaved to sin. We're trapped in sin. But Jesus came precisely to save us from our sins. His very name, Jesus, means God is salvation. He came to offer his life on the cross, the perfect sacrifice that paid in full the penalty for our sins and the sins of the whole world. And when we confess our sins and put our faith in Jesus, the forgiveness that he purchased on the cross is applied to each one of us personally. Not only are our past sins forgiven, but we're delivered from our enslavement to sin. The tragic tendency towards sin is cured, and our relationship with God the Father is restored. And from then on, God is with us, and we are with him. What does Emmanuel mean? A few thoughts. Emmanuel means something divine. Emmanuel means something restorative. And finally, this, worship team, you can come help me finish. Emmanuel means something personally empowering. Emmanuel means something personally empowering. Listen to this. When we believe in Jesus, when we entrust our lives to him, his presence supplies us with everything that we need to successfully navigate this journey called life. In a time of crisis, God spoke to the Jewish patriarch Isaac, and he said the six little words that change everything. Stay right here during this famine, Isaac, and I will be with you. I will be with you means God will guide us. I will be with you means God will guard us. I will be with you means God will give us every resource that we need to succeed. God made that very same promise to Isaac's son, Jacob. Go back and face your ever-loving brother, Jacob, and I will be with you. Go tell Pharaoh to let my people go, Moses, and I will be with you. Lead these people into the promised land, Joshua, and I will be with you. Go strike down the Midianites, Gideon, and I will be with you. Take the throne of Israel, Jeroboam, and I will be with you. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the fire, you won't be burned. When you walk through the flood, you will not drown, for I am with you. Emmanuel means that God is with me when I feel alone and overwhelmed in an uncertain world. God is with me when the economic outlook is uncertain, when there are threats of war in the air, or maybe when there's personal threats against me. Emmanuel means that God is with me when it's finally time to confront and conquer uncomfortable issues in my own character. God is with me when it's time to face the sins of my past and to make peace with God and with others over them. Emmanuel means that God is with me when it's time to take the difficult journey from bondage to freedom. Turns out that it's much easier to remain in bondage than to get free, and that's what most people choose to do. But God's earnest desire for us is to know the sweetness and the delight and the satisfaction of his freedom. Emmanuel means that God is with me when he calls me to complete a task that better men before me left unfinished. God is with me when I'm grieving the loss of someone that I loved and I leaned on. God is with me when the leaders that I look up to have passed on and I'm the leader now. Emmanuel means that God is with me when it's time to finally rise up and break the cycle of the enemy plundering the work of my hands and my family and my neighbors and my country. The Emmanuel prophecy in Isaiah, fulfilled by the birth of Jesus, was a hope-filled promise in a dark time in history. Powerful kings were threatening to crush Israel, but the Lord says to those enemy kings in Isaiah 8, go ahead, make your threats, rattle your sabers all you want. You'll be shattered. Your strategies will be thwarted. Your plans will fail, for Emmanuel, God is with us. And what the promise of Emmanuel meant back then, it still means for us today. Hope. When there's so much darkness in the world, hope when the enemy of my soul has me in his sights, when he's rattling his saber and threatening my peace. Go ahead, devise your attack strategy. It won't succeed. Launch your battle plan. It will unravel because Emmanuel, God is with me. When I was 8 years old, I prayed a prayer to Jesus on my bed. And that night, the presence of the Lord came and it stayed with me. That was 49 years ago. And I felt his presence with me every day from that night to today. In January of 1999, when I became the senior pastor of HTC, the Lord spoke a promise to me from Joshua 1, be strong and very courageous, because as I was with Moses, I will be with you. You know, over the last 24 years, he's guided us, he's guarded us, and he's given us every resource that we've needed to succeed. Do you know who the last person in the Bible to say, I will be with you? It's Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew opens with the words, they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And it closes, Matthew closes with this promise of Jesus after his resurrection, surely I am with you always. Literally, the words of Jesus are, I am with you all days. I'm with you on the last day of 2023, and I'll be with you on the first day of 2024. I'll be with you every day of the year after that. I'm with you on Sunday. I'm with you on Monday. I'm with you on Tuesday and Wednesday, all the way through to Saturday. And then next week, let's do it again. I'll be with you every day next week too. I'm with you on your best days. I'm with you on your worst days. I'm with you every day until the day that I call you home. Emmanuel means that we don't have to do this thing called life alone. In fact, we're never alone because God is with us. God has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Therefore, we say with confidence, we will not live in fear. What can mere mortal people do to us? What does Emmanuel mean? It means something divine. It means something restorative. And it means something personally empowering. God is with me, and God is with you. Would you stand on your feet and give Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, a great big praise this morning? Oh, come on, let's give him a good praise this morning. He's with us. Come on, lift up your voice. Let's sing what we were singing before. Come, let us adore him.
For you are Lord, our Lord.
just one moment, we're going to have our benediction, but I'd love to say a prayer with you before we do on Christmas Eve. The way that we respond to the message of Jesus is by praying a prayer of believing on him. You might be here today, maybe you've never prayed a prayer of believing on Jesus before. Or maybe you prayed a prayer like that a long time ago and a lot of water has gone under the bridge since then. And today on Christmas Eve would be a great day to pray that prayer again for the first time in a long time. I'm going to invite you, if you're willing, would you just put your hand over your heart, if you're willing. And I'm going to lead us in a prayer of believing on Jesus. And if you're willing, would you say this prayer with me? Would you repeat it out loud with me? I'll lead and I want to invite you to follow in a nice clear voice. Let's pray. Father, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending your only son, Jesus. Thank you for coming. You lived a perfect life for me. You died on the cross for me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you rose from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is Lord. Jesus, make me a new person. Forgive my sins. Wash me. Give me the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, let your presence be with me. I confess you now as my Lord and the leader of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, would you give the Lord a good praise? Listen, when the service is over, we have fellowship downstairs for you. We have coffee and donuts downstairs, but we have a prayer room right across the foyer in that direction. If you said that prayer believing on Jesus for the first time, or maybe for the first time in a long time, we'd love to just bless you, celebrate with you, and give you a little bit of something. You can stop in that prayer room. If you need prayer for any need that you have on behalf of yourself or your family, we invite you to stop in the prayer room. Okay, I need everybody to do something that we never do in church. I need you to take out your cell phone. So normally we end our Christmas Eve, our evening service with candlelight, and we're here in the daytime. And so we don't have the candles like we normally do, but we want you to take out your cell phone and point it at that QR code, all right? Point your camera at that QR code and look what happens. Did you get a candle? All right, did it work? Did you get it to work? I got it to work, I think. All right. Hold on, now I'm trying to get it to work. All right, you got your candle? All right, come on, we're gonna celebrate and we're gonna sing Feliz Navidad, and you get a virtual candle for Christmas Eve, Sunday morning. God bless you, everybody. Merry Christmas, the Lord be with you. We're gonna sing, and after we've sung, you can be dismissed. God bless.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Christmas.